Lakeisha got up there. She sang all right. But she was trying to dance. I didn't think there was anything bad about the dancing. Did you notice anything particular bad?
No.
She's a large woman trying to dance, so of course Simon's got to go after that.
It's a fun performance song. You were having fun. I'm not sure how much fun everyone at home would be, though.
Ouch. And then that led to this.
Actually, quite a safe... No, it's quite a safe song to do because...
No, but she was dancing and moving.
Yeah, but the dancing wasn't very good.
It was good.
Great. What I wouldn't pay to see you try and do that, though.
I'm sure you'd pay a lot.
Exactly, Ryan, exactly.
That's right. The Seacrest Cowl homoerotic exchange of the night, brought to you by Ford. There it was. Now, Haley got up there. She sang like crap, of course.
Yeah.
She just was kind of boring. Blah. But did you notice that she made a point to stand on that table behind the judges and, like, shake her ass around a whole bunch so Simon would have no choice but to make eye contact with the beast between her two buttocks? I think that's the right word.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, I think you have a very good tactic at the moment, Haley. Wear as least amount of clothes as possible. Because, look, and I'll be honest with you, you can't do well in this competition based on your voice because there are much better singers. So all you can do is, it's true, so all you can do is have fun.
Simon's always right.
Yeah.
Phil Stacey had the king voice crack of the year. It's been a while. It's been since Redheaded John that we had a voice crack this bad. Redheaded John butchered Crocodile Rock.
Aw.
Yeah. This was up there with... Whoa. Carlos Santana's like, what the hell did I do to deserve that?
Wait, thanks. Thanks for ruining my song.
Damn it, I'm going to go shave my mustache off now. I've had this thing for ages, but after that...
No stashes. Clean shaven.
Exactly. And there's always some kind of ridiculous Sanjaya tease. You know, Sanjaya's coming up next. And I want to say this was Blake in the background of this, making some kind of weird tribal yell or something. Listen to this.
When we come back, it's the embodiment of Latin passion. Sanjaya is ready for action.
That had to have been him, right?
It sounds like him.
Who else would have been mic'd? He had just gotten done singing. I don't think that was Randy Jackson or Simon.
No.
Seacrest was talking at the time.
When we come back, it's the embodiment of Latin passion. Sanjaya is ready for action.
And then Sanjaya sang.
Joy is something new, my arms enfolding. You never knew this thrill before. Whoever.
Oh, good Lord. He still sucks.
You know what? You're one of the smartest contestants I've ever met, dude. That was actually really good. It was.
Did you notice his facial hair that he's trying to sport now?
Oh, man, I was jealous of that.
You were?
Yeah. You know me. Right? Today I shaved. I shave like twice a week. And I can't pull off that Sanjaya level of a face. Okay, I can probably match that. It's pretty bad.
Dude, I could probably match that.
Well, we know you could.
I couldn't understand a word of it.
Well...
You sang like a 14-year-old.
What?
And I'm going to hate myself for this. It wasn't horrible.
He may have not been as bad as Haley.
Yeah.
But he was pretty bad still. He deserves to be in the bottom three.
Him, Haley, and Phil.
I'd go for that. Who would you rather leave first out of those? Haley still?
Haley, yeah.
What about Phil? Aren't you sick of seeing his rouge? Haven't you had enough of that yet?
No.
And his hats?
No.
His makeup and hats alone make me want to vote against him. Have you seen the hat? And the makeup?
Yeah, how can I miss it?
You're in love with Phil Stacey.
I like a man that wears makeup. What can I say?